In most areas of state spending, House Republicans have presented themselves as budget cutters, or at least as budget restrainers. The exception is public schools. The Republican-sponsored bill that passed the House last night slightly raises the state's average share of the cost of public education from the current 69.9% to 70.2%. Harry Mayers, the chairman of the House Education Policy Committee, says the bill solidifies Minnesota as an educational leader among the states.
This is a good, solid education bill. In reality, it has the love of a parent. It's got the heart of a teacher in it, and it looks to the future.
The hallmark of the bill is that it puts most of the new money into the formula that sends school districts funding based on how many pupils they have. In recent years, DFL-sponsored bills have sought to put increases into special funds for schools in underprivileged neighborhoods or for specific educational purposes. The Republicans have long argued that this penalizes suburban schools that have fewer special needs but have the most growth in their student bodies. With this bill, the Republicans aim to correct that perceived imbalance. Many Democrats sought unsuccessfully to tip back the balance of funding. David Tomasoni, a DFLer from Chisholm, tried to amend the bill to put more money into the system for schools that are losing students, especially in rural areas.
In declining enrollment districts, over a 10-year period, they had an average declining enrollment of 7.5%, but their operating costs went up 65%. And that's what happens in school districts. It's not a matter of you lose some students and all of a sudden you can reduce costs. It doesn't work that way, which is why we're having a big problem with funding and which is why this bill won't get at the problems.
The House bill puts $106 million toward reducing the size of classes in kindergarten through grade 3. That's only two-thirds the money that Governor Ventura was hoping for. But the bill does follow the governor's recommendation on special education, putting $90 million of new money into a dedicated special ed fund. The House rejected a DFL amendment to spend about $3 million to help schools develop safety plans in case of violent incidents like the recent shootings in Littleton, Colorado. Republican legislators resisted the amendment, calling it demagoguery and saying most schools already have safety plans in place. Another amendment, restricting sexual education, did become part of the final bill. DFLer Mary Ellen Otremba sponsored the provision, which requires that classes on sexually transmitted diseases teach abstinence as the only form of disease prevention. Jeremy Hansen, the public policy coordinator of the Minnesota AIDS Project, calls the abstinence-only approach a setback.
Everybody involved understands that young people should be encouraged to abstain from sexual activity. The reality is that not all young people do, and that we need to look out for those kids and help those kids to get access to the full range of information so that they can protect themselves in a variety of settings.
The Senate has not yet finished its school funding bill, but it's expected to spend about $100 million more than the House, and to put a greater proportion of the money into specific strings-attached spending. At the Capitol, I'm Martin Costi, Minnesota Public Radio.